The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Male Gulf pipe fishes, one of the only species whose males can become pregnant, can selectively abort embryos from less attractive females. To create baby pipefishes, which are similar to seahorses, females deposit eggs into sacs called brood pouches on the males. Males then fertilize the eggs, between 5 and 40 per brood, and incubate them for about 14 days until they hatch, feeding them oxygen and nutrition through the pouch. It turns out male pipefishes can choose to invest certain resources in incubating their young that gives some broods a better chance of survival than others. Until recently, ichthyologists believed the brood pouch was just a nurturing structure. But research has shown that the pipefish's brood pouch is much more dynamic than expected. Researchers found a correlation between attractive mothers, for pipefish, bigger equals more attractive, by the way, and offspring that were more likely to hatch. They also found that when a male has two pregnancies in a row, if the first one results in a high birth rate, the embryos in the second pregnancy are less likely to be born.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.